This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3695 for Friday, the 30th of September, 2022. Today's show is entitled, How I Watch YouTube with Newsboat. It is hosted by BinRC and is about 11 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, using YouTube's channel, RSS feeds to watch YouTube from the command line.
This show is about how I watch YouTube videos using the Newsboat RSS reader program on Linux and Unix. So getting into it, I think the YouTube web UI is distracting. And typically when I go on YouTube, I only want to watch one or two videos about something specific or by a specific person. I think the sidebar with recommendations, there's a lot of bright colors and distracting thumbnails and comments from the peanut gallery. It makes it difficult to stay focused. So I decided I want to consume videos the same way I consume everything else, via RSS. RSS is my favorite way of aggregating things that other people have made because it allows me to view the content in the ways that I want to view the content. Sort of a style agnostic presentation of the content, or I guess a style agnostic distribution of the content, and then the users, depending on their client, get to choose what to do with this content. So if you want to follow these instructions, the only dependencies you need on a standard Linux or Unix system, the Newsboat command, and a video player. I'm using MPV in this example. I really like MPV. And for my video player, the program I am using is called MPV. I like MPV quite a lot. If you supply a web URL that points to a page that contains some media as an argument to MPV, it will just play that media. It's quite handy. Additionally, I am using a program called YT-DLP. This is a program that downloads videos from YouTube and optionally can extract audio. This is really useful if you want to save something for later. So the first step to get an RSS feed is to find where to find the RSS feeds on YouTube. So currently YouTube provides RSS feeds for channels. I'm not sure how long they're going to be continuing to support this, but when they stop providing RSS feeds, they'll have to start scraping their website. So the first thing you need to know to get a YouTube feed or an RSS feed for a YouTube channel is you have to find the YouTube channel ID. Recently, I've noticed a lot of YouTube channels have started being referenced by like a vanity ID. Display name instead of a channel ID points to the channel. This is a little bit frustrating, but we can use a little bit of command line magic to find a channel ID for any given channel. Because all of the channel IDs start with the string UC, capital U, capital C. So in my example, I am curling a YouTube channel, a link to a YouTube channel with a vanity URL, and then piping that through grep dash dash color, and then the grep argument is quote href equals backslash quote https colon slash slash www.youtube.com/channel/U C double quote. And then it prints out a lot of nonsense, but with the grep dash dash color option, you can find the link. So the full link would be https://www.youtube.com/channel/UC, and then the rest of the string that points to the channel. In order to turn this channel ID into something useful, we create the following URL. So instead of youtube.com/channel followed by the ID, the RSS feed, how you get to it, is youtube.com/feeds/videos.xml channel_ID equals and then the channel string. This can be kind of tedious to do if you have a lot of YouTube subscriptions in your existing YouTube account. So you can use Google Takeout. I have a link for Google Takeout. Google Takeout lets you export data from the various Google sites. And the most useful one, at least for me, in writing this, and, you know, using Newsboat over the last couple months to watch YouTube, is exporting YouTube subscriptions, so I don't have to manually do this for every channel I'm subscribed to. Google Takeout can be a bit confusing to use. Really deselect everything except for YouTube subscriptions, because there's a lot of data in there. The export format is a CSV. It contains channel IDs for the subscriptions. So the CSV looks something like column 1, channel ID, column 2, URL, column 3, channel title. You can edit this in a program like LibreOffice. I just use Vim, because CSV editing in Vim is a little bit faster, and the search and replace functions are more robust. So building a URL list for Newsboat. Newsboat reads the list of URLs from /.config/newsboat/URLs. So every URL we add to this list is automatically fetched by Newsboat, and you can make separate URL lists for like videos or standard text feeds or even audio. And then when you launch Newsboat, if you pass the -u flag, and then specify a path to a different URL list, it'll load that instead of the default list. So it's kind of robust. You can alias it, for example. I typically don't do that, though. Once we have our subscription CSV exported, we have to modify it so Newsboat will accept the list of URLs. So I delete the first row, the first column, and the comma, and then replace the comma between the URL and the channel name with a tab character. And then I run a sed command to replace the component of the link that directs to the web version of the channel, and replace that with the link to the RSS feed of the channel. You can use search and replace to do this, but I just use sed. I don't think I even have LibreOffice installed, so most of this was all done with Vim and sed. Another interesting thing about Newsboat, Newsboat only reads the first field of every row, not CSV. It has to be whitespace delimited or delimited with the internal field separator. But what this means is if we put a whitespace between the URL that points to the RSS feed and the channel name, it makes it a lot easier to manage subscriptions. Or at least the YouTube channels that we are pulling into our RSS reader, which is Newsboat. The last thing to do is to configure Newsboat, add some macros. So the Newsboat configuration file is at /.config/newsboat/config. My Newsboat configuration file looks something like auto-reload yes. This means that every time I start Newsboat, it automatically refreshes the feeds. There's a bunch of stuff for Vim key bindings, and then the most important part for watching videos is the macro setup. So the macro setup looks something like browser, link handler, macro, comma, open in browser. So the prefix key for our macro is going to be the comma character on our keyboard. To launch a video, or launch the video player for that video, I have the V macro set, so the syntax and the configuration file for that is macro V set browser quote set SID-F MPV close quote semicolon open in browser semicolon S. I also have a macro to download the video using YT-DLP. This rule looks something like macro D set browser quote YT-DLP close quote semicolon open-in-browser close quote set browser link handler. And then I have another macro with the A key that downloads the audio only. That's the same as the last macro, except within the quotes the command is YT-DLP-embed-metadata-XIC-F best audio/best. All of these configurations, it's a short configuration file, but it's in the show notes, so it's easier to copy and paste. And then the last thing I have is a video demonstration of using Newsboat to watch videos. In order to execute the macros, you type the comma key and then the V key, or whatever letter you set it to. similar to how in Vim you execute a macro, you have to type the at character and then the letter of the macro. It's not like a key combination. It's a prefix key and then no key press and then the argument for the macro. I tried to encode this video as a GIF, but it was like 500 megabytes, so it's a WebM instead. Better compression. And the last thing I leave you with is a list of URLs that you can put in your Newsboat URL file. If you haven't caught on by now, this is almost a roundabout way of giving some YouTube recommendations of channels I obviously thought were good enough to go out of my way to get an RSS link for and then put it in my RSS reader, Newsboat. So yeah, some recommendations. I'm not going to go through them all. You can go through them on your own and decide if it's something you want to keep based on your own taste in videos and content. But all of these are computer-related or technology-adjacent, at least. I sort of filtered through and found technology-adjacent ones, because after all, this is Hacker Public Radio.
Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. Hopefully this has been useful for you. Or at least maybe it'll be interesting. You know, now you know that YouTube has RSS feeds, and you can use an RSS reader to watch these videos, and even a command line RSS reader to launch a video player using some sort of scriptability. Again, hopefully it's helpful. If nothing else, it's kind of cool. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.